Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to Nightly Pop, the best show to watch while stress eating or having sex.
Are people watching us while they have sex? No!
I love it. Because I've been watching clips and I'm giving you guys a lot of chin. So if you're having sex during this time, I'm very happy.
I also, when I have sex, I will often stress eat at the same time.
Let's get started, shall we? Let's start off on an awkward note. News of a Bodyguard remake has fans saying, hell no.
They're pretty...
Are you okay? I don't know.
They don't want to tarnish the original's legacy, especially with all the bizarre casting rumors going around. First, there's Channing Tatum and Cardi B.
No.
Oh, we did this, huh? We put this together.
No, there's more.
Cardi B's got a big-ass head right now.
Yeah. I stayed late yesterday to help, so please watch this.
Okay.
Then some have suggested Lizzo and Chris Evans.
No.
Oh my God.
Not that bad.
Help.
I thought that was a pretty good one, my best work. And finally, we have our own suggestion.
Oh, my God.
That was my idea.
Why does this look like something from Game of Thrones? What is going on?
It kind of does.
But look how happy you look.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's because it's Photoshop.
Yeah, that's fair.
Also, but Hunter, I really made sure, like, the position of the two of you was perfect.
Ours is the best Photoshop.
Ours is the best Photoshop, for sure.
I kind of do like the picture.
Yeah. It's a great photo.
This is great.
Yeah, but can y'all put, like, Michael B. Jordan on there or something?
No, yeah. I don't want to be holding Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. Do you think we should remake The Bodyguard? What do you think about this?
I'm tired of everything being redone.
I agree.
And I don't know any remake that's better than the original within the last 20 years,
A Star is Born was good, but that was very...
A Star is Born was good.
That was
You're
rare.
Right. That was rare.
But also, it's Whitney. You just can't touch Whitney. You can't try to sing her song. You can't try to act like she... You just leave Whitney. It is too high of a level to try to achieve.
They'd have to use a real singer.
Yeah. I think it'd be like a Gaga-style Star is Born role.
I could see Gaga doing this now.
No, she's in the Gucci movie.
She's in the Gucci movie, honey.
I cannot wait for that movie.
I'm going in that thing Gucci'd out, baby.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be... Oh, my God. We should rent a movie theater and watch it.
I love our new friend, Morgan.
Yeah.
This is... If you want to go watch a movie, we're going to rent a theater.
Moving on. Erica Jane's crazy story on last night's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is sparking a debate. It involves burglars. Burglars is a hard word to say, by the way.
Who uses the word burglars anymore?
Thank you.
That is a word from 1952. I saw a burglar.
It's not the hamburglar.
Yeah, who says burglar anymore?
It involves, what would you say, a robbery?
I would just say robbery.
A robbery. It involves a robbery, surgery, and a car flipping in the snow all in the same day. And some think she might be making it up.
Tom's house was broken into, and he confronted the burglar and then had to go have eye surgery. And then my son had to go over
recently?
And help. And then my son, he rolled his car 5 times on the way home. Yeah, I'm under a lot of stress.
Wait, what? When Erica withholds information, she just makes it hard to be able to support her.
Yeah, he confronted the burglar, and then he had to go to the hospital and then have some sort of surgery. I don't really even know.
Why did he need to go to the hospital?
He has glaucoma, and I think, pressure. And the anxiety and whatever. I'm not sure.
Wait, who rolled the car?
Well, then my son went, because I can't go. And then on his way home, it was snowing, and he rolled his car.
This story obviously sounds unbelievable. There was snowing in Pasadena?
He lives further out.
Your son is okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
And we think Tom's okay?
I know he made it out of surgery okay. I don't know what happened after that.
Now, wait a minute. Where was
it snowing.
No, so Pasadena, which I will say, if you do remember, this is a fact, and you can Google it, Elizabeth, I know you're on it. A year ago, there was a hailstorm in Pasadena. Do you remember that? Everyone's like, it's snowy. So this did ring a bell.
Oh, give me a break. Morgan, give me a break. I know you got to stick up for your blonde friends, honey, but no, not
Erica.
This time. It was one thing. Like, one of those stories would have been enough. There was a burglary, which I can't even believe I'm saying burglary, but there was a burglary.
Right.
The fact that she's even saying that makes me feel like it's a lie, because nobody comes up to you and says, you know, there was a burglary in my house. You say home invasion.
Oh, home invasion.
You know?
Burglary was
confirmed. Let me ask you a question. Isn't Tom like 112?
Yeah. Right.
You telling me his old ass confronted burglars in the house and lived to tell the tale?
Anyway, FOMO has a cousin and it's called insta-jealousy. It's when you scroll through your friends' feeds and become envious, especially when they didn't invite you to something fun. Like when you guys went to dinner with Lonnie when I was sick at home.
Ooh.
Hoda and Jenna.
No, you didn't!
No one invited me to dinner. I was sick.
Exactly.
With a thyroid. No one knew this yet. It was undercover still.
But we had a feeling.
It's Hoda and Jenna just dealt with that issue on the Today Show.
Look at Jenna at the U.S. Open. Wait, she's sitting with who? Anyway, as I was scrolling through the pictures, Brad Pitt with the bucket hat on, Jenna Bush Hager trying not to focus on Brad Pitt with the bucket hat on, and next to Brad Pitt, another Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
That was the men's finals.
Can I just say, first of all, I should have called you and asked you what to wear. But
what to wear?
Know.
How about, do you want to go?
Oh, well, yes.
What to wear? You know what? It's been a fun show.
A good conversation.
It is a good, by the way, I can't wait to be at the U.S. Open next week, and you guys can see on my stories. Is it still going on next week?
But this is the thing. I think it's over, girl. But I don't get like that. Like, there's a couple of times I do get like that. I think I got like that with you once.
With me once.
I forget
when?
What you were doing, but I was like, really? I don't know. I was yelling at you about something. But I think he was doing something he said he wasn't gonna do, and then he did it anyway. And I was like, really? But other than that. I don't get mad when people are out having fun. Most of the time, I'm tired. I want to be asleep anyway.
I'm tired, too, but I want to be invited all the time, no matter what.
Have you ever had friends who met through you and they hang out without you?
Nina, why are you treating me so early?
I'd be like, wait a minute, y'all bitches met through me!
Yeah.
You didn't call me for brunch?
No.
That's the only time I get upset. Like, if your brother was out with Scott and they didn't tell you, would you be upset?
I'd cry.
All right, the internet is obsessed with Nelly and Ashanti's reunion at this week's Versus Battle. I forgot they dated.
Juicy.
It's been over 6 years since their breakup, and during the show, Nelly immediately went in for a hug, and he was clearly very excited about it.
Now, see, people were saying it was just a hug, but backstage, he was very excited for that hug.
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, I forgot they dated.
Oh, yeah, for a long time. Ashanti is notoriously extremely private, but they've dated for years. It was like one of the biggest like couples in hip hop, like on the low low.
I feel like he was putting so much, you know, like kind of pressure on the hug. I think he should just rip the Band-Aid off, get right to it.
You think there's hope for Nelly and Ashanti? I mean, if you're that excited to see an ex,
she did a live with Fat Joe yesterday.
Yeah,
and she basically was like, I know people are excited about this. We broke up 6 years ago. I haven't seen him or talked to him in 6 years. And when we ended, it was not good. She said it was a lot of gray areas. She had a lot of questions that she didn't get answered. So she's not in a rush to do anything, but Ashanti looked the f*** good.
I'm sure, yeah.
I would be going to get a hug, too.
Mm-hmm. Nelly looked good, too. Nelly's been up and down over the years. It's like every time you see a photo, you're like, where are we on the Nelly scale right now?
You don't look
scale
as good
right
as Ashanti.
Now. Mm-mm. No.
How do you impress an ex? If you know you're going to see an ex at a party.
Ooh.
The one thing I wouldn't do is go head to head with her in a TV show battle.
Good point. We have to take a break, but coming up, drink throwing, table flipping, and glass breaking, a new Housewives fight is giving us deja vu. Ooh. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With breaking news, you guys, on Nicki Minaj's testicle drama. On Monday, she claimed her cousin's friend suffered swollen testes after getting vaccinated. Well, the scandal has gotten so big and painful, Trinidad and Tobago's Minister of Health just held a press briefing.
As we stand now, there is absolutely no reported such side effect or adverse event of testicular swelling in Trinidad, or I dare say, Dr. Hines, anywhere else? None that we know of anywhere else in the world.
That sucks when you say something that's a lie and then governments come and go, we'll see about that.
But to be fair.
Yes.
Is it possible this man didn't go to the hospital? Maybe he's embarrassed and he's sitting in a, you know, bath of ice or something.
For the swollen testes?
If I found out, for one, how did he find out that he was... that he couldn't have babies anymore. How does he know that?
Right.
Without going to a hospital or
that's a good point.
Really putting in some effort.
I get that she has a huge platform, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I feel like people are giving this way too much attention.
Like us.
We can though, because we're an entertainment show.
Right.
But the government.
Right, a whole day.
Like the White House talking about it and releases, like, this is crazy. I just feel like there's so much misinformation, but people aren't, the thing is, there are doctors for us to listen to.
No,
and
I know.
Nobody's listening to the doctors. Like, you wouldn't go to a dentist, and let the person who's at reception fix your teeth. You can't do, you wouldn't do that. This is the only time where professionals are telling you something and you're like, you know what, actually, I'm just gonna listen to my cousin.
To be fair, though, if the receptionist told me, hey, that dentist does not know what he's doing, I'm gonna leave. You know?
Well, then...
All right. We don't have those problems because we all listen to professionals.
Yes,
okay. The Days of Our Lives spinoff Beyond Salem is paying homage to some iconic Real Housewives moments. Yesterday's episode on Peacock had Lisa Rinna ready to cut a bitch.
You know what? I love you, but this behavior is not okay with me. It is not okay.
Oh, please, spare me the lecture. Why don't you have a piece of bread and chill a little?
Not them redoing the whole thing.
We haven't even started on about your behavior. How about when you blamed Hope for your miscarriage? And then you slept with your daughter's boyfriend, Nick. I haven't even started on your porn career. Or how about your drug problem, Billy?
Shut your damn mouth. I've had about enough of you, you beast. Beast? How dare you?
Well, they both looked really good.
They did. I'm happy for them. Eileen looks incredible.
Eileen looked good.
She looked damn good.
This would have been fun to film.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think you shut your damn mouth.
Filming a fight is fun.
You beast.
Filming that would have been super exciting. You get to do it, like, it feels like they got to take out a little bit of aggression maybe that they always had inside them. So that's good.
Good acting.
You
good
need
acting.
That. I think you need that. Or, like, one of those rooms. What are those rooms where you go to and you smash everything? I think you need that.
Wrecking room or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Destruction room.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I'm going to keep holding stuff down.
Okay.
The only thing scarier than Lisa Rinna with a broken wine glass is her with a Bose speaker and an Instagram story, am I right? What type of dance is she gonna do this time?
Oh my. We're gonna be watching this. It's on Peacock.
You beast.
And a TikTok has gone viral that might actually be helpful or just make you a little paranoid. A cybersecurity expert shared all the ways someone can hide a camera in your Airbnb and will never be the same again.
The first thing you're going to want to look for is devices that are conveniently placed where a creeper would want to look. Take this fire alarm, for instance. It's placed right above the bed. Now, one way to see if a device is a camera is to shine a bright light at it. If you hit a camera lens, it's going to give a bluish reflection. Now, this clock is mirrored, but if we shine a bright light at it, we can see through the glass and see there's a camera there. So these camera lenses are very small, as you can see here. So they can be hidden in anything, even a hole in the wall.
I feel like most Airbnbs would have these, right? Like, I feel like the owner wants to know what's going on within the house.
But not in the bedroom, because then you get, like...
Like, bedrooms, bathrooms. But I wouldn't want to stay at any Airbnb that has a camera. Like, it's just such an invasion of privacy.
I'm with you 100%. That's just making me very uncomfortable for every Airbnb. Why can I not say Airbnb today?
It's very hard.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. What I do now is I just make sure that everything I'm doing is like a good angle.
Oh my gosh. I feel like you would be turned on. I think if you found out you were being recorded, you would love it. You'd eat it up.
Oh, I would start. I'd get very performative.
Oh my God, sure would be off skillet making, good angles, sex making.
For sure, be cooking with the shirt off.
It is helpful to people who maybe would have no idea, right? Like, they have no idea that people would do this in an Airbnb. But the other half of people who are watching are people who are trying to figure out, where do I put this tiny little camera?
There's a little bit.
You know?
All right, next, have you seen this? Taco Bell is testing a monthly subscription service. Oh, Taco Bell. For just $10 a month, you can get a Taco Lover's Pass, which gives subscribers a taco a day for 30 days. Is this genius or is 30 tacos a month a little overboard, you guys?
What do you want? Why would you want one taco a day?
They want you to, like, go every day and then you get, like, a Baja Blast and some cinnamon sticks. You know, they don't think...
What the f***?
Do you go to Taco Bell a lot?
No, but that's, like, the meme is, like, Baja Blast. People love that from Taco Bell.
Oh, okay.
I love a chicken burrito from Taco Bell.
You do?
That sour cream is, like, kind of moist and hot.
So I just love their tacos. I like the tacos with extra cheese.
Burrito, and then I get no cheese.
At 1
in the morning when you're drunk, it's
so good. But
chef's kiss.
That food makes you not well after.
No, it's absolutely.
That magnesium kicks in high.
If the Taco Pass comes with health insurance, I think I'd do it. You know, because there's no way you're making out of it.
Anyway, we have to take another break, but coming up, a guy comes up with the craziest plan to avoid having sex with his girlfriend, but now he's mad that she's played along. So judgy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Missed you. We may not be judges, but we do have years of television experience under our belt, so we've earned the right to make some rulings. That's my gavel. Oh. It's time for
so
can you believe
judgy.
I used the word
so judgy? You are kidding.
All right, let's 1, 2, 3. So judgy.
Nina, one time
I don't even
you.
Know what's
let's
happening
do it again.
Right now.
Let's do it again. 1, 2, 3. No, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. When I do it. 1, 2, 3.
So judgy.
And then one more time for Nina. She didn't get it.
I'm not doing it.
Okay. Nina, just do it on your own then.
So judgy.
So judgy!
All right, we made it. First up, this couple started having problems after they moved in with a friend. Yes, obviously. This guy wasn't getting the job done in the bedroom, so he told his girlfriend she could go elsewhere.
Was there something going on between you and your friend prior to the two of you moving in?
No, Your Honor. Honestly, I felt like maybe we could be there for each other. And eventually, it actually made me want her physically as well. And I told him, this is not what I want. I want you to learn how to operate a woman's body during sex. Because
Which
when
I
we would
did.
Have sex, it was all about him. And he actually told me he would rather me go sleep with my friend. He didn't want to do the job. He didn't want to
Your
meet
Honor,
my
I
needs.
So you're telling me before you actually slept with your friend, he told you
to do it.
It was okay.
Yes, Your
to
Honor.
To do it.
In
is that
fact,
true, Mr. Parrish?
Your Honor, yes, ma'am, it is.
And this woman, you could tell she told the truth because she was upset.
She was very upset.
That was a woman who was fed up and not getting her needs met, honey.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the guy with that haircut and facial hair couldn't satisfy a woman.
Anyway, this guy, I think he's a douche lord, but it was not selfish of him because he did say, go do what you need to get done.
No, it's 100% selfish of him.
Right.
You're in a relationship, you're married, and your partner isn't satisfied, you tell him to go somewhere else.
Right.
Well, that's selfish.
That's why the divorce court's happening. But we're gonna move on. Thanks,
Hunter.
Yes, all right. We're all guilty of doing some strange things when we're alone in our houses. But on the People's Court, this woman got a little too comfortable while she was renting a room in another woman's house.
Well, I walk around the house nude, right?
Why?
When nobody's there.
Yeah,
because
no one wants that.
I was walking around like from the bathroom to my room, and sometimes I'll forget my towel in my bedroom.
Did you ever see her nude on any of that?
One time when she had just moved in, I guess she hadn't heard us in the apartment. I walked in and she's like, oh, I'm naked. And I thought that was a little odd because not even I am naked in my own apartment.
Okay, all right, enough naked talk. I mean, butt naked is a lot. I mean, I think when you live alone or you're in a relationship, bucking naked is a lot. Like, yeah. you know, like boy shorts and like a
yeah.
little,
no, that's totally
you know,
fine.
Sports bra or something, I think is okay.
Yeah.
But I think also if the other person has a partner and you're walking around butt naked, that's very inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
You know what I mean?
Like, I agree 100%.
If I live with a, you know, a girl and her boyfriend and I'm walking around naked, that's a lot.
And also, it doesn't seem like they were roommates. It's like that she was basically, like, renting, like, a yeah. space from her. So I think that's also a different dynamic.
Yeah, when you're renting a room from somebody, you lose a lot of the naked liberty.
Yes.
You know, that's like, at that point, you have no choice.
I think being, like, completely butt naked when you have, like, you know, you get a package or something. Like, you have, like, things to do in your home.
100%.
Like, being naked, like, I'm already knocking things over with these things. Yep. I need help.
Yeah.
I like to be cozy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big cozy in my house person,
yeah.
you know?
Same.
We can't, Nina and I can't do it, because, like she said, we're knocking things over all the time.
You know what?
And finally.
One quick turn, TV comes off the mount, you know?
If you're going to flaunt your cash, maybe don't leave your Tinder date alone with it. Oh, is this you? All right. After 3 weeks together, this girl came back to her house to find her boyfriend and her money gone.
Money.
I told him that I want to go out and get food, and he told me that he wanted to just hang back and nap. Beforehand, he had seen where I kept my cash and everything like that, because I just kept thousands of dollars that I had worked for and everything like that since I was 16 years old.
Okay, so then you leave, and what happened?
I leave, I come back, he's gone, money's gone.
How much money was gone?
It was exactly $2,700.
How do you know?
Because we had counted it earlier that day, but I just didn't expect the worst.
Why? Because you knew him all of 3 weeks?
Yeah.
You don't count money in front of people. That's asking for it a little bit.
100%. Yeah. I definitely think she was sweet and innocent. She seemed yeah. like a hard worker, and I feel really bad that he took her money.
That was like one of the first lessons my mom taught me, is like, don't count money in front of people. Like,
don't show people you have money. There's
yeah,
no
you don't even show
there's
it.
No
like,
reason.
You don't count. Like, you don't do that. Especially not somebody. Maybe if you knew him for 3 years, you know him for 3 weeks. Like, he was scamming her.
Yeah. Right. You know? I wonder if she'll go back to Game of Thrones.
Morgan! You know what?
Is that not Maisie Williams? I'm so confused. We wish you well. We have made all of our rulings. And that's all. That's my invisible gavel again. That is all the time we have for today.
No.
Make sure to watch our hour-long special Emmy show on Monday for our own favorite and not-so-favorite moments. Exciting. And on Sunday, Nina's talking with the stars on East Red Carpet. Stay tuned.